Well, it will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second half as they trail Nelson, 18-14. Lady Bombers will be moving right to left for these last two quarters. Kate Gilbert will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Again, Nelson ending that first half on a 9-0 run. We'll see if Mount Holmes can break that as we are back underway. Emma Martin takes an inbound pass, walks into the front court. She'll dribble to the left side, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert takes a screen. Finds Foreman in the paint. Kicks out to Yates on the right side. Yates is going to drill down towards the low block. Has the ball knocked away from her. A little scramble for the ball. And Nelson's going to come up with the steal. And there, Lady Raiders picking right back where they left off. That's Mount Holmes' eighth turnover of the day. Ball goes down to Daniels in the corner. Out to Woodruff on the wing. Now Woodruff will dribble near the top. She gives it to Daniels there. Now over to Pena on the left side. Pena will find Eaton near the right corner. Eaton's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Alana Eaton now in double figures with 10 points, and it's a 7-point lead for Nelson, 21-14. They're on a 12-0 run right now. 7-10 left in the third quarter. Ball goes to Martin on the right side, up top to Foreman. Foreman is going to be called for the travel. And two possessions, two straight turnovers, and boy, Dell Leonard is not happy. He wants a full timeout. We'll break with 7:06 left to play in the third quarter. It is Nelson leading Mountain Home 21-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ball goes to Daniels on the left side for Nelson as they lead 21-14. Now Pena has on the right, up top to Eaton. Eaton's going to drill to the left elbow, now goes back to the top. And they're going to reset the offense. Eaton takes the screen from Pena. Throw it, finds Dacus on the right corner, back to Eaton on the wing. Eaton will dribble down to the left corner, going down to the lane. An offensive foul called on Alana Eaton. That is her third. I was looking at the wrong one, but she's in foul trouble. That's her third personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Raiders, and their sixth turnover of the day. 6:35, let's play in the third quarter. Mount Holmes with the ball, trailing by seven. Gilbert with it on the left wing, and now an offensive foul away from the ball. I believe Anna Grace Swarmer just called for an illegal screen. So another turnover for Mountain Home. That is Anna Grace Foreman's second personal foul. First team foul here in the second half, and their 10th turnover of the day. Woodruff with it in the front court, throwing over on the right side to Pena. Pena will take the screen from Daniels, throws it up top to Dacus, over to Woodruff on the left side. Woodruff will dribble to the elbow, throws it up top to Daniels, over to Eaton on the right. Eaton will dribble up to the top, finds Pena on the left side. Pena is going to dribble down to the left corner, pull up for the jumper, and she gets it. Riley Pena with 7 points. A 14-0 run for Nelson. Less than 6 minutes left to the third quarter. Here comes Emma Martin into the front court. 23-14. Lady Raiders on top. Martin with it on the left wing. Throws up top to Foreman. Foreman will find Gilbert on the right. Gilbert will drill down towards the free throw line. Now goes back up to the top. Now Gilbert drills to the right side once again. Takes a screen. Picks up a drill. Throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the left side. Martin finds Foreman cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. Good pick and roll by Anna Grace Foreman to get that layup. She has 4 points, and that breaks Mount Holmes' long scoring drought. That quickly comes Eaton. She's going to pull up on the right side for the three, and nothing but net. Alana Eaton with 13 points, and it's a double-digit lead for Nelson. 5:08 left to play in the third quarter. 26-16 our score. Gilbert dribbling on the right side. Throwing it up top to Foreman. Foreman's going to pull up for the jumper, and it'll be a two. Her foot was on the line. She now has 6 points. Back quickly comes Nelson. Daniels going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Yates gets a rebound, and back come the Lady Bombers. 26-18, Nelson leading it. 4:43 left of the third quarter. Martin dribbling to the right side. Now going down to the corner. Back out to the wing. She'll throw it up top to Foreman. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert takes the screen, picks up a dribble, throws it up top to Yates. Yates will give it to Jackson. Jackson's going to pull up for the three on the right side and misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Nelson's basketball with 4:21 left of the third quarter. Emily Payne checking in for the first time today for Mountain Hall as she'll replace Leah Jackson. And Alana Eaton will come out of the game as she's replaced by Tali Wofford-Bird for Nelson. Emily Payne, a 5'6 junior. Woodruff across the timeline. Mountain Hall once again in a man-to-man. Nelson with the ball leading by 8. Now Emily Payne starts to get a little closer to defending Woodruff. She'll throw it to Daniels on the left side. Daniels is being double-teamed. Now gives it to Pena. And now Nelson's going to call a timeout. It'll be a short timeout. We'll break with 3:56 left to play in the third quarter. It is Nelson leading Mountain Home 26-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Well, Nelson taking their first time out of the day with 3:56. Let's play in the third quarter. It is the Lady Raiders leading Mountain Home 26-18. And Briley Pena will carry the inbound pass on to the far sideline. Gets into Travia Woodruff. We're back underway. Woodruff just standing out there, hadn't dribbled yet. Now Emily Payne starts to get a little closer to her. And so Woodruff starts dribbling. Payne backs off once again. Now goes back out toward her. Woodruff dribbling inside the half-court line. Loses her footing but gets it back. Never lost her dribble. And now fouls when we call him out to home. Emily Payne picks up her first personal foul. That's the second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 3:33 left to play in the third quarter. 26-18, Nelson on top. Leah Jackson's going to check back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Emily Payne. So Woodruff will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Gets into Dacus. Finds Pena cutting down towards the lane, going up for the layup. Good. Briley Pena with 9 points. Back to a double-digit lead for Nelson. 28-18 our score. 3:22 left in the third quarter. Here's Martin with it up top. Dribbling to the right side now. Gives up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes to Wofford-Bird. Back quickly comes Nelson. Ball goes to Woodruff, who gets it across the timeline. Woodruff dribbling up at the top. Now going down towards the low block, kicks out to Dacus on the right wing. Back to Woodruff, who dribbles back inside the half-court line. Now she's going back towards the lane. Now finds Pena on the left side. Pena is going to dribble down to the lane. Gives it to Dacus. Up top to Daniels. To Woodruff on the left side. Woodruff will find Daniels on the left wing. Now back up top to Woodruff. Woodruff will give it to Pena on the right side. Pena dribbles up to the top. 2.5 minutes left to play in this quarter. Ball goes over to Woodruff. Back to up top to Pena. Pena dribbles to the right, now goes back to the top, over to the left side, gives it there to Daniels, up top to Woodruff. Boy, Nelson's milking as much of this clock as they can. Ball goes over to Dacus on the right side, up top to Pena. Pena dribbling towards the left side. Has the ball knocked away. A foul call, though, against Mountain Home. That'll be Anna Grace Foreman's third personal foul. Third team foul against the Lady Bombers. Staley Dacus and Travia Woodruff checking out of the game, being replaced by Layla Iliotti and Alana Eaton. 2:04 left in this third quarter. 28-18, Nelton on top. Eaton will inbound it to Wofford Bird. Almost knocked away by Foreman, but Wofford Bird is able to secure it. Eaton has it right now. And now a foul call on Mountain Home. Emma Martin just got a little too aggressive. That is her third personal foul. Fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 1:56 left in this third quarter. Eaton will inbound it once again to Pena. Pena dribbling to the right side. Now going up to the top. She tries to throw it to Eaton. Eaton lost her footing. She's wanting a foul call. She's not going to get it. And ball sails out of bounds. That'll be Nelton's seventh turnover of the day with 1:46 left of the third quarter. Eaton's going to check out of the game as she's replaced by Daly Dacus. 1:46 left in the third quarter. 28-18. Lady Raiders leading it. Martin finds Yates up at the top. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And rebound by Anna Grace Warren. She was trying to get it, and she was pushed away by Tali Wofford Bird. That is Wofford Bird's first personal foul. Second team foul against Nelton here in the second half. So Kate Gilbert will inbound it on the baseline with 1:33 left. Travia Woodruff checking back into the game, replacing Bradley Pena. Anna Grace Foreman will trigger the inbound pass instead. Throws it to Leah Jackson in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer immediately. Will not go. Rebound is knocked around. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. Much to the dismay of the Mountain Home crowd, and it will be Nelson's basketball. There's 1:28 left in the third quarter. Lonnie Eaton's checking back into the game, replacing Daly Dacus. I think she was actually supposed to be Tali Wofford Bird, but Dacus comes out of the game, so she has to stay there. So now Tom going with a full court man. Ball goes to Woodruff. Again, a 10-point Nelton lead. Now Woodruff's about to be met by a double team. Gives it to Iliotti on the left side to Daniels. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and she gets it. Kerry Daniels with her first 3 points of the day. And now stoppage of play. I think they're going to call a bench warning on Nelton head coach Jason Smith. Yep, that's exactly what it is. Bradley Pena and Daly Dacus checking back in for Nelton as they replace Ilana Eaton and Layla Iliotti. So 1:08 left to play in this third quarter. It is Nelton leading Mountain Home 31-18. Emma Martin into the front court, finds Gates up at the top. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pounder. Misses. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Pena. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 54.9 seconds left in the quarter. Natasha Oliver checking back in for the Lady Raiders as Tali Wofford Bird will take a seat. Again, a 13-point Nelton lead right now. Emma Martin will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Kate Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out to Yates. Yates dribbles on the low block. Now she's going to put up the hook shot off the glass. No good. Rebounds knocked around and finally controlled by Woodruff. Back comes Nelton. 44 seconds left in this third quarter. Woodruff will give it to Daniels on the right side. 35 seconds left. Now ball goes up top to Pena. Pena will dribble to the left wing, gives it there to Dacus, up top near the top to Woodruff. Woodruff will dribble toward the right side, throws it there to Oliver. Now back to Pena, 20 seconds left. Pena will dribble to the left side, gives it to Dacus there on the wing. Now to Woodruff, 15 seconds. Woodruff being met by double team, gives it to Dacus, who's cutting down into the lane for the layup. Good. Daly Dacus with her first 2 points. 15-point lead for Nelton, 5 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball goes to Gilbert, who's quickly back the other way, dribbling down to the left, right corner, going up for the running jumper. No good, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. Right now, it is all Nettleton. Our score at the end of three, Lady Raiders leading Mountain Home 33-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at the same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.